You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Everything we know about the Jeff Bezos phone hack. In May of 2018, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos received an unexpected text on WhatsApp from Saudi Arabian leader Mohammed bin Salman, a video that reportedly extolled Saudi Arabia's economy. But what Bezos didn't know was that the video file was loaded with malware. According to the UN's findings, the Saudi regime began exfiltrating large amounts of data from the phone within hours of sending the tainted MP4 file. The attack raises questions about others who communicate with the Crown Prince, like President Donald Trump, who is known for using personal, consumer-grade smartphones. Could China's new coronavirus become a global epidemic? A month ago, a few dozen people fell sick with a mysterious cluster of respiratory illnesses in Wuhan, China. Now it's killed 9, sickened hundreds more, and spread to 5 other countries, including the U.S., The first U.S. case was a Washington man who had recently traveled to Wuhan, but says he didn't visit the seafood market believed to be at the center of the outbreak, adding to the evidence that the virus can spread from person to person. And now for today's fast fact, up to 15 million. That's how many Americans are estimated to use the drug known as Kratom, which they take for everything from quitting opioids to replacing morning coffee. But experts are divided on the safety of the drug. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.